Good evening, boobies. It's day two of Napod Pomo, and I'd like to respond to the comments about keyboards. I said yesterday that I thought the iPad was the interface of the future, and I think that got a little interpreted as it's going to replace keyboards and mouse, and that really wasn't what I meant. I guess the best analog to what I'm trying to say would be the mobile phone. Look at the way kids who use mobile phones to text a lot have adapted their typing so that they can type at absolutely hellish speeds using only their thumbs on a number pad with the digits 0 through 9. And, you know, if they can turn such a rudimentary input device into something that they can use fast and that they can use efficiently, then just think what they can do with an iPad keyboard. And I'm not even suggesting that the iPad is necessarily the computer of the future. All I'm doing is saying that that shows us the direction that user interface design is going to go. I think we're going to see an awful lot more touchscreen. I think we're going to see an awful lot more simplified user interface. And I think people are going to really lap that up. And it's going to appeal to a whole slew of people that up until now wouldn't have been computer users. I do agree that the keyboard is not going anywhere. For people like you and me that have learned the keyboard, we are going to continue to find that easier to use than the screen keyboard, just as we find entering text onto our mobile phones using the 0 to 9 keys is bloody awkward. The reason T9 text correction was invented wasn't for our kids. It was for you and me. It was for those of us that can't type accurately on a mini keyboard. And the other thing that I think was perhaps ignored, you know, there were some comments saying, well, you know, you can't feel the edge of the keys and it's not good feedback on you. You've got to remember that you're coming from a point of view of somebody who's used a keyboard all your life. You're used to keyboards. The kids are not necessarily going to be that way, and they will adapt to whatever they've got. And if that means that they need to adapt their typing style to suit that device, they absolutely will. And also, technology will get better at auto-correcting the mistakes they make. And here's the real kicker. The language will change to adapt to the mistakes that people commonly make. Okay? So when people type something and it comes out wrong, if that happens often enough, people will just start understanding that. So there's all sorts of things that are going to happen, and I'm afraid we are going to be the dinosaurs in this. But I also wanted to come to something else that was related to interface design, and particularly to Apple, because Apple recently had a conference where they talked about the Back to the Mac, it was called, and they were talking about bringing some of the user interface stuff from the iPad and the iPhone back to macOS. And the things that they were particularly touting, aside from the App Store, which is, I might come back to that another day, but they were talking about full screen user interfaces and how that made it so much easier for you to get in, do what you were trying to do, and then get out. Now, you know, there was a time in the past where we had full screen user interfaces. It was back in the days when our operating system was called DOS. Now, I don't see a full-screen user interface as much of an advance. I see that as a huge step backwards. I think a full-screen user interface can be very tidy, but that's good user interface design. You can do that in a window, too. Do you know what I think would be really useful? I think a full-screen user interface sounds great, but wouldn't it be good if we could have, you know, multiple ones of those running, maybe side by side, so that I could have Lightroom up and maybe, you know, Twitter or something. Let's have two full-screen user interfaces running side by side. We might need some way of making them run side by side. Maybe we could put them in Windows. There's an idea. And you know what would be really cool? Would be if we could retrofit all the old applications that weren't written for a full screen so that they could go full screen. We could put like a button in the corner of the window that made that old non-full screen interface into a full screen interface. My God, the revolution in interface design is just, it's just overwhelming me. Okay, so yeah, there you go. That's the first rant of the Napod Promo. Enjoy. Catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.